Hi developers, today we will learn how to use Foursquare API with Xamarin Forms to build applications that runs on multiple platforms from iOS, Android and Windows. So let's get started. Hi developers, in this video we will learn how we can use Foursquare API to access data with Xamarin Forms. So Foursquare API provides data about places and venues. Those could be gas stations, they could be universities, restaurants, cafes, and any sort of data related to places. So it's really a rich API. So we want to get data from Foursquare in order to display it inside our Xamarin Forms applications. So we want to build an application that looks like this one here. We are getting data from Foursquare API. These data, we are requesting the cafes and the restaurants from the Foursquare API. For that we are getting cafes, we are getting their information about the name of the coffee, the rating, the number of check-ins. Also we are getting here some other information about the number of users who was there, the number of tips, and the distance between me now and that location. Also we are getting the category of that restaurant or that cafe, and we are getting also in addition to that the address of that location. We can also, here I have only showed the address, but you can also get the location with the longitude and latitude. We are getting here also an image of that location with some comments of users who was there. So how can we use Foursquare API? How can we get this data and display it inside our Xamarin Forms application? So to get started, here we have a plugin that will make our life easy. So I'll go and install that plugin in my Xamarin Demo portable project here. Right click and go manage NuGet packages. I look for that plugin, call it plugin.foursquare. So this is it. Hit install. Installing this plugin will add not DLLs but will add source code of that plugin. So here it is to have four folders. The first one is the models. And before reading the models here, I want to take a look for the foursquare.json here. It's a sample data, it's a sample request for the data that you get from Foursquare. So after sending a request, you will get a data that looks like this one. So I want you to take a look at this JSON file so that you can understand the format of data coming from Foursquare API. So you see here they have this JSON object called items there, where they have all the venues. Each venue have an ID, a name, contact. Here it's null, but they have also location, name of this cross street, the cross street, and they have also the latitude and longitude of each location. So here you find this information. They have also the distance. So this is the distance between the place you requested and that this location. We'll see a sample of a request after this one. So in this JSON data also you get some other information about the category. So you see here it's a park, and you get also some other information about the check-in count, users count, tip count, the rating, rating color, rating signals, some other information about the photos for the venue and who created, and the user who created that photo. Here you get his name and his profile photo. You get also information about the date of creation of that photo and some other information about who is here, who is at that location right now. The featured photos, tips. So here you get a user who wrote a comment about that location, and you get that inside tips.txt. You get also lots of information. It's really a very rich API. So here information about the other venues. So here it's a long file, long response, where you get lots of information from Foursquare API. So in order to map this JSON file into .NET objects, here we have the Foursquare venues. This file here contains not only one class, but lots of classes. Those classes are the same used by Foursquare.json. So you see here we can find that information about the latitude and longitude inside the location. Those are coming from here, if we can see the location. So here I have that object location. The same here, I have that object location. The object JSON object location contains those attributes. So it have an address for that. I find here inside this .NET object an attribute address of type string. Then we find cross street, latitude and longitude. Here those are of type double. And so on. So here you can generate .NET objects from JSON objects using this tool here inside here's in somewhere special paste something like that. I'm not sure. Maybe I should go to to a C# file. So here it is. You get it here. So paste special paste JSON as classes. So you go to your response, to your JSON response, copy this one and go to the file where you want to generate your object classes, your .NET objects, and here you select just paste special paste JSON as classes. Then you will get all these classes generated for you. There is some other online tool if you don't have access to this one. It is here, it is JSON to C#.com. So I'll go and zoom so that you can get it. So it's JSON to C#.com. This feature here, you go and paste your JSON, then you click generate. Then it will generate the .NET classes for you. So here I have generated those classes coming from this JSON response from Foursquare API. Now I'll go and use these data types inside my view model. So here I have created a Foursquare view model. And here I have created also a property of type Foursquare venues. And inside the Foursquare view model, I want to send a response, a request to Foursquare API so that I can get that response that looks like this sample response here, Foursquare.json. So how can I create that response? So Foursquare API, it relies on URLs. So here it is a sample URL that we can send to Foursquare API. This URL, in order to be able to use it, we should get values about the client ID and also the client secret. We can get these values from this website here, from this link. So if I go to this link. So here I go to foursquare.com/developers/register. Here I type the name, I complete this form. Then I'll be able to create a Foursquare application in which I'll get the application ID and application key, the client secret and client ID. So here I have included a sample client ID and a client secret. At the time you are watching the video, these might not be working for you, so you have better to create another application and generate your own client ID and client secret. That URL also have some other parameters like the V, which is the version of the API we are supporting here. So here I'm specifying the latest version. And here it's this version is a date. So as of today, it's June 13th. So I go and specify that I'm gonna use the version of June 13. This URL also contains some other information about the radius and the LL here. The LL is the let's say is longitude and latitude. As we are requesting from Foursquare API some location, some places, Foursquare API will ask us to provide a location, and Foursquare API will look for places which are near that location. So it will look for this location, LL for saying longitude and latitude. So here I'm specifying a longitude and a latitude. And Foursquare API will look inside that location. It will go no longer than a radius of 1000 meters. Then I'm adding another parameter, which is Vimeo photos. So I'm requesting in addition to the information about the venues and the locations, I'm also requesting information about the photos of these locations. So you can get the full information and full documentation about the Foursquare API following this link. So here you can get information about these parameters and what they mean. And you can find here also information about the other API that could be used with Foursquare, like check-ins, tips, some others like events, pages, and some many other API. Here in our sample, we are using the API related to Explore. So I can refine more this request, and here I'm gonna specify a category ID. So I put here the category ID. Which category ID? What is that? That's so you know, Foursquare contains information about schools, about gas stations, about coffees, restaurants, universities. So here we are. If we want to search for a certain for a special type of places, let's say for example here you have arts and entertainment, then you should go and use this ID, this category ID related to arts and entertainment. You can go and specify more your request to look for amphitheater, for example, then you go and use this category ID. If you are looking for let's say movie theaters, then you use this category ID. So here you see each venue type have a category, have a special and own has its own category ID. So you can go and take a look at this one. The one I have created here is college and university. And some categories might have subcategories, like here we have college academic building, which itself contains some sub categories. So you choose the one you want and you paste that category ID here and this value of the category ID here. So then we'll go and make the request here inside this constructor. We'll go to init data async. Here it's gonna use HTTP client. That one was added with the plugin.foursquare NuGet package. So you see it here, system.net. That will add create the request, and then we'll get the response as JSON file, and using JSON convert we'll try to convert that response from JSON to .NET objects to put it inside our Foursquare venues here. By doing that we'll get information about the requested venues. Then these venues will be displayed inside Foursquare view page, which is inside the views folder. So here I have this view that is binding against the Foursquare view model, and here I have created the user interface and also created a list view that will host that information, that will host these data coming from Foursquare API. So here I'm binding against this data from that from the Foursquare venues, which is the same object as here. So here in C Sharp the binding is done through a string here. So by doing that I'll get, and after running the application, I'll get this application that displays all these rich information coming from Foursquare API. Another thing to add here is that here I have created the view using C Sharp, but if you want to create your view using XAML, then you can go and do that. And here I have included a sample XAML code that will give exactly this nice user interface here. So to get more information about the Foursquare API, the address here is to go to developer.foursquare.com, there where you will have all the information about this API. And if your application is just doing requesting information about the some locations based on their category ID and some location here, then this this sample code could be enough for you to create some applications getting information from Foursquare. But also, so here I have to add another thing. So here I have specified the location using longitude and latitude, but I can change that. I can do different here in this documentation. It's telling me that I can use either LL to specify the longitude and latitude, or I can use the near parameter. Using the near parameter will help me by not specifying the exact longitude and latitude of that place, but by specifying some address. So here I'm specifying, for example, Chicago in IL. So you can use one of them. So if you use LL, then you should not use near, and vice versa. So here you go and use the one that suits you better. So I hope this plugin called Foursquare, plugin.foursquare, was helpful for you and could help you writing applications for Xamarin Forms and Windows to get information from Foursquare API. So thank you.